and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
President Donald Trump, I guess, requested to take this cognitive assessment test. He volunteered to do it.
Right. His doctor didn't think that he needed it, but because everybody's saying that he's crazy or he might be unfit, he said, you know what? Let me go ahead and put this out there, and I'll ace this test. I'll be the best cognitive assessor test ever.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. So Raven and I were excited that we actually were able to find this test online. It's readily available. It's called the MoCA test, Montreal Cognitive Assessment version 7.1.
Thank you.
And I thought that I would give Raven this test and we'll see how, well, fit he is to basically give you the weather every 15 minutes.
I hope I do pretty good. I got to be honest. I'm a little bit nervous.
Okay.
A little nervous.
We're going to start by I'm going to read you five words, Raven.
Okay.
And then you're going to repeat them back to me, okay?
All right, go ahead.
Smile, silk, home, tulip, blue.
Smile, silk, home, tulip, blue.
Okay, great. Now, what I'm going to do is I am going to read you a sentence, and I would like you to repeat that sentence verbatim, word for word, back to me.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready to go.
I only know that John is the one to help today.
I only know that John is the one to help today.
The cat always hid under the couch when the dogs were in the room.
The cat always hid under the couch when the dogs were in the room.
Okay, let me just grade this right here. Okay. I'm
going
to give you 20 seconds, and I want you to say as many words as you can that start with the letter T. Go.
Okay. Tom, Tim, Timber, Time, Tulip, Two. Also two, different variation of two.
Questionable.
Toad, Target.
That's it.
Tally.
That's all there is.
I mean, that was pretty good. That's a lot, right?
Let's see.
Tomcat.
One more thing. If you're in the car and you would like to play along, you can tap your steering wheel. Every time I say the letter A, okay. I want you to tap out loud.
All right, I'm ready. Okay? I'm ready.
F, B, A, C, M, N, A, J, K, L, B, A, F, A, K, D, E, A, A. All right. Not so bad.
All right, pretty good.
Raven, what's today's date?
Today is the 18th. January 18th, 2018. Thank you.
What day is it?
It's Thursday.
Okay. All right. I've gathered all the information based on this.
Uh-huh. Am I going to be president?
One more thing.
Automatically president?
One more quick thing. Ready?
What?
What's 100 minus 93?
7.
What's 100 minus 86?
14.
What's 100 minus 79?
21.
What's 100 minus 72?
28.
Okay. Remember those first five words I said at the beginning? What are those five words?
Smile. Silk. This is the one that's going to hold me up here in the middle. Home. Tulip blue.
All right. I'm going to give you the results on whether you're fit to be president, and that's going to be coming up next right here.
I can't wait. I'm excited.
We were just talking about the fact that President Donald Trump requested to take a cognitive assessment test to prove that he is all mentally there and capable of being president.
Right. This is an industry standard right here.
Yep. I gave Raven that same test. Raven, I had given you five words a few minutes ago. Can you repeat those five words to me?
Oh, man. Are you serious?
Yep.
Smile, silk, home, tulip, blue.
Okay, great. So out of a possible score of how much I've tested you, out of 16, you got 13.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's good enough for president, I'm guessing.
Well, I don't think it's good enough for president, but I think it is good enough for you to, you know, deliver the weather every 15 minutes here on Star 99.9.
Well, I'll continue to show up then.
Right. There we go. Not so bad. Yeah.